right, on this Tuesday morning, we've got Nicole in from O'Neill Travel Now. Nicole, good morning, and...
Good morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, you did what Walker and I did. Walker looked at me when I come in and said, what were we thinking about? We have no green on at all.
I know. You're both really missing out.
Yeah.
You should see Lakin. She is decked out head to toe with shamrocks. She'll take care of it for you for today.
She wasn't even down painting the world's largest shamrock.
She did. That was our family's first time. We've been here 10 years, and that was the first time we got to go downtown, and it was so cool.
Yeah.
It was just so fun. Obviously, we're disappointed we couldn't participate in more festivities, but we're really looking forward to next year.
You bet. And, you know, like we said, this is kind of a major disruption in our life. We've got our mind on a lot of stuff, but I think today we need a little humor to get us going through St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a real funny person, but come on, we got to have a little fun this morning. So how can you tell an Irishman is having a good time?
I have no idea.
He's doubling over with laughter. Why do people wear shamrocks on St. Patrick's Day?
To be green.
Because regular rocks are too heavy. One more. Why don't women want to get engaged on St. Patrick's Day? Because they don't want to get a shamrock. Okay. We all needed to laugh a little bit this morning. I did my best. Those are the cleanest St. Patty's jokes I could find. Because some of them aren't very nice. So if you need a laugh...
That's right.
Get on the computer today. Look up a couple St. Patrick's jokes. It'll make you smile. Yeah. So, okay, on to the serious part. We all have heard this a million times. We all know all of this, but COVID-19 is a very fluid situation. And, of course, it has our office working overtime. Mm-hmm. With the travel industry, it's a little challenging right now. Most travel industry companies are taking this a month at a time. So we don't have all the answers. We don't have all the answers for tomorrow, and we don't have all the answers for next month or later this future, but we're doing our best. We are constantly getting updated. And as travel professionals, our job is to filter that information and decide what is required and needed for our clients that are already booked. Like I said, most companies have been very good. They're trying to do the best they can, but we have to remember at the end of the day, this is really nobody's fault. So I just ask everyone to be kind to everybody.
Right.
In any industry, in any profession, we're all doing the best we can to get through this. So while no one can predict this situation, or obviously none of us wish this had happened, it's a great reminder of why us as travel agents do what we do. And that's why our clients choose us to do their travel needs so that we can help in times like this or in times of hurricanes or you name it. There's always something going on. While we don't always have the answers at our fingertips, we're working to get them for our clients, and we have special resources and phone numbers to get the answers quicker than the general traveling public.
Right.
You'll read about hours and hours. Yes, we have spent hours on hold this week already, but we're getting through much faster than if you just pick up a phone and call American Airlines, for example. So we do have special resources we're using. We're trying to take care of our current clients. And we will continue to monitor all the situations. We do have clients traveling, and we are planning more vacations in the near future. So, as everyone says, this too shall pass.
Right.
I want to stress, and so does Judy and Amy and Jeannie, all of us at the office, that safety is a personal decision, and it's different for every traveler. Every traveler has a different level of risk tolerance. All we can do is provide the best information and options, but only you can decide what's best for you.
Correct. Yep. Good point.
So, and that's with life in general.
Yep.
So this is a great reminder of why travel insurance is important when you're traveling. Of course, we've said this many times. Travel insurance does not cover for the fear of, but it does cover for important unforeseen conditions like illness if you are an immediate family member, severe weather, if you're required to work. There's other coverages like medical expense, trip delay, and much more. So we try very hard to talk to each client about the importance of this every time someone books. We right now have clients that say, Nicole, we are never not buying travel insurance, right, you know, after this again. Yep. So it's just a reminder to protect your investment when you are booking a vacation.
I heard of somebody just last week that said they were on a trip and something happened, and thank goodness for travel insurance. And I thought, I bet you book through O'Neill Travel now, well, because you don't get offered travel insurance, or you don't even, that's not hardly brought up
that's
anywhere.
That's just it. When, when you're online, you know, booking, it's just a little box, you know, and we try very hard to express the importance, send out our quote emails, call you one more time to make sure, just express the importance of this, like in this situation, you know, and other situations. So no matter what, one thing is certain, this situation is constantly changing. And it's going to keep changing. And all we can do is take it day by day. Mm-hmm. And please remember that not everything you see on Facebook is the truth.
Right.
Stay informed with the important websites. Even just here at KBRX, stay informed with what you guys are telling people and what our local papers are telling people. Mm-hmm. I know the Chamber is doing great about sending us constant emails.
Yeah, the CDC.gov is the place to go if you want to know anything
exactly,
about it.
Exactly, exactly. And in the travel world, like the State Department, the World Health Organization, mm-hmm. We just ask everyone to stay calm, stay patient, and we will get through this.
That's right. Yep, yep.
We're
Irish strong today.
That's right. So this is serious. I don't mean to pass it up, but please just have a smile on your face today so that we can all get through this with a pleasant day.
Yeah.
Again, wash your hands.
Yeah.
Don't touch your face. Stay home if you're sick. You've heard it a million times. I just have to do my due diligence as passing it along.
Yeah.
And if you need a smile today, go to our Facebook page, which is O'Neill Travel Now, and you need to watch the newest Where's Lakin post from last week.
Okay.
She was pretty excited about it, and she did a really good job. So if you need a smile, go do that today. Of course, you can look at our website, www.O'NeillTravelNow.com, to look at past clients and their vacations so you can dream of wonderful tropical places today.
There you go. You bet.
So Judy will be again here in the radio in the next 2 weeks with more updates.
Okay. And then go to O'NeillTravelNow.com or check out O'Neill Travel Now on Facebook or 336-2455.
Absolutely. We'd love to help you with anything you may have or answer any questions you may have.
All right, Nicole. Thanks for coming in this morning.
All right.
And happy St. Patty's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.